Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, the largest not-for-profit healthcare system in South Texas. With 6 hospital campuses, Christus Spahn Health System provides over $55 million in charity care and $10 million in unbilled community services every year to the 13 counties it serves. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, whose philanthropy serves the Catholic Church across the state.
Welcome to Corpus Christi Cathedral's Sunday Mass, where the gospel of Christ is shared among us, and through the Holy Spirit, our souls will flourish in our daily lives. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist, live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
Good morning. Welcome, all of you, to this Mass. Very specially, those that are visiting us from out of town. We began this Mass always calling on the name of God. That is the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The grace, the peace, and the love of God be with all of you. My brothers and sisters in Christ, Let us pause for just a few moments in silence. We turn our thoughts to God. And before we bring our gifts to the altar, before we approach the altar to receive the Eucharist as a family, one voice, we ask our God to look upon us with patience. For so often we hurt our God when we fail to see the face of Jesus in others, very especially the poor, the elderly, the sick, the homeless. We ask for forgiveness. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Let us pray. God of might, giver of every good gift, put into our hearts the love of your name, so that by deepening our sense of reverence, we may nurture in us what is good, and by your watchful care, keep safe what you have nurtured. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Thank you. A reading from the book of the prophet Jeremiah. You duped me, O Lord, and I let myself be duped. You are too strong for me, and you triumph. All the day I am an object of laughter, and everyone mocks me. Whenever I speak, I must cry out. Violence and outrage is my message. The word of the Lord has brought me derision and reproach all the day. I say to myself, I will not mention him. I will speak in his name no more. But then it becomes like a fire burning in my heart, imprisoned in my bones. I grow weary holding it in. I cannot endure it. The word of the Lord.
My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. My soul is thirsting for you, O Lord, thirsting for you, my God. O God, you are my God, whom I seek.
reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. I urge you, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, your spiritual worship. Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and pleasing and perfect. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer greatly from the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Then Peter took Jesus aside and began to rebuke him. God forbid, Lord, no such thing shall ever happen to you. He turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are an obstacle to me. You are thinking not as God does, but as human beings do. Then Jesus said to his disciples, whoever wishes to come after me must deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. What profit would there be for one to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? Or what can one give in exchange for his life? Or the Son of Man will come with his angels in his Father's glory, and then he will repay all according to his conduct. The Gospel of the Lord.
The bishop celebrated this Mass last week, and he kind of changed the schedule around a little bit. So Father Hans said, would you do the 11 o'clock Mass. And I said, sure, it's the Spanish Mass. And then, of course, the 12:30 Mass. So after the 11 o'clock Mass, it's a little break, and I said, Father Han, I have good news and bad news. He said, what's the good news? I said, well, the good news is I've celebrated Mass. But there was hardly anybody there. There was like maybe 10 people here. And the bad news is I did not pick up the collection. And I understand we had the four celebrations, the four Mass, and there weren't that many people here. We understood that a lot of people did not have power, and a lot of people went to other towns because the hurricane was coming. A lot of people went to the valley. Some people went to Laredo. Some people went to San Antonio. And some people went to Houston. I don't know why. But we stayed here. And I must admit, I was glued to the television because we had power here at the cathedral. We never lost power. And I saw what some of the people were going through, some very difficult moments in their lives. They lost everything. There are some people that lost their loved ones. People were really hurting, really carrying their cross, the cross that they were carrying, very difficult. I mean, we here in Corpus, we lost some trees, maybe some shingles, but nothing compared to other people. We were truly blessed. And I think in this Mass and throughout the whole week, we thank God for blessing us. But I also saw something in the television. I saw Samaritans, people reaching out and helping strangers. This woman went to the service station, and there she found this like 15 people there that had nothing, and she took them to her home and she fed them, clothed them. They could drink water, they could bathe, they could rest. And I said to myself, wow, out of something so bad, because the storm was horrible, it did a lot of destruction, but out of that came so much goodness, though. You know, in the gospel today, Jesus tells his disciples, if you want to follow me, you must take up your cross. And of course, Peter again. Remember Peter? Peter last week. Again, Jesus said, who do people say that I am? And Simon answered, you are Jesus. You're the Christ. You're the Son of God. And then right then and there, Jesus says, Simon, son of John, those words did not come from you, but from God. And right then and there, he said, you're no longer Simon. You are Peter. Pedro. Piedra. Rock. And today, this man, Peter, says, no, Lord, No, let's not carry the cross. It's too difficult. You know, there are some people that are carrying difficult crosses. A family lost their entire family. Difficult crosses. But they have the gift of faith because Jesus, the man who had no sin, he didn't deserve the cross. Peter did. We do. We're sinners. But he did not. But he had to take the cross to be the bridge, to be the ladder between man and God. It is through the cross. That we gain heaven. It is because of Jesus. You know, in every church, in every Catholic church that you go into, the first thing you do when you open the door is the crucifix, that symbol. And in that cross is a figure, Jesus, crucified. It's a terrible death. It's a lot of suffering that he endured. It wasn't a beautiful scene. And that's to remind us of the love God has for us. But today, he's asking us to pick up the cross and to follow him. To follow him. And Peter will understand those words later on. And he will embrace it. He will accept that cross, the crucifixion. He will change. Like we see how people change through this storm that we went through. Neighbors helping neighbors. Helping strangers. Inviting them to their homes. Feeding them. Take up the cross. And follow me. I would like to ask you a couple of questions. If you can go to your homes, I know you can do that, but just through using your thoughts. Do you have a crucifix at home? And if it is, is it in a place where that's the first thing you see? Or is it hidden? Is it a small crucifix that you can put in a drawer? Do you spend time in front of it? Reminding us, reminding you, reminding me of his love for us. The perfect sacrifice. He didn't deserve that. But he accepted it. That's the only way. That's the only way they can live. That's how they can cross. From the earth to heaven. It's through me. He had to accept it. The Lamb of God
who takes away the sins of the world. Do you spend time you don't have to say words just looking at that beautiful scene? We see how much he loves us. He loves you. There is work that has to be done for all of us. As we just reflected very briefly, just as we went home and we went searching for that crucifix, and hopefully you found it, and that will be a special place for you, just to stand, just to sit, just to reflect, just to pray, just to be fed, just to receive strength, to receive direction. Through that symbol that was so cruel, so much pain, so much suffering. Can give us so much light. And we remember the words of Jesus. If you want to be my disciple, pick up that cross and follow me.
Let us profess our faith in God. I believe in one God, the Father the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, and by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, but with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. God's message of love is burning within our hearts, and so we pray for all in our world who are in need.
For all Christians whose lives are in danger because of the gospel message that they live and share, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For our national leaders, that they learn humility and graciousness in dealing with others, especially those who are disabled and different. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For all those who have been impacted by Hurricane Harvey, that God, the Lord of all mercy and compassion, will protect all who are homeless, still in danger, and bring to safety those who are still missing. And for those who have lost their lives in the floods caused by this storm, may they rest in peace with our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the people of faith to continue praying for all those who are victims of this hurricane, and for the people of good to stand with the victims and their families, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the safety of our everyday heroes, reaching out to help their neighbors in need, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
For the attention of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Joseph H. Miller, Frank Garza Jr., Lupita Duran, and Virginia R. Garcia, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayers.
Now, my dear friends, for all those prayers that we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all these, our personal needs, let us pray to the Lord.
O God of all people,
grant us the strength to do your will and to follow you faithfully. Whatever you ask of us, hear these in all our prayers. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice.
May the sacred offerings, O Lord, confer on us always the blessing of salvation, that what it celebrates in mystery, it may accomplish in power through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
Father, it is right and just that we should give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord. For you laid the foundations of the world and have arranged the changing of times and seasons. You formed man in your own image and set humanity over the whole world in all its wonder to rule in your name over all you have made and forever praise you in your mighty works through Christ our Lord. And so with the angels we praise you as in joyful celebration we sing. Font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, this gift, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them, like the dewfall, so they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and interwoven into his passion, he took bread. And giving thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. And do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you felt us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. And remember, Lord, your church. Spread throughout the world. Bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Michael, our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ.
Through him, with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin, safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
And Lord Jesus Christ, you said to your apostles, peace I leave you, my peace I give you. Look not in our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity, in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
And the peace of the Lord be with all of you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Behold,
The Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I'm not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed.
Hello, I'm Father Han Fang, Rector of Corpus Christi Cathedral. On behalf of Bishop Mulvey and all of us here at the Cathedral, I would like to thank you for joining us this morning for this live broadcast of the Sunday Liturgy. May you and all who are dear to you always be blessed in the gift of God's love, peace, and joy, and know that all of you remain in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, providing more than $6,000 of charity care every hour of every day to the residents of South Texas. More specific information is available on the web at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast and their many other ministries and services to the people of South Texas. If you've been blessed by this broadcast and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of the Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.